The Warriors hosting the Denver Nuggets for a Friday night showdown at Oracle Arena and getting an energized start to the game, fueled by the return of Klay Thompson and a game-high 39-point effort from Klay with 9 three-pointers. Kevin Durant on the attack all evening long, finishing with 26 points and 6 assists. Stephen Curry delivering 4 trays on the way to a 17-point night, while Draymond Green added 10 rebounds and 5 assists, and DeMarcus Cousins had 13 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, and 6 blocks as the Warriors get strong performances from up and down the bench, taking down Denver 122 to 105 the final.
Well, this one feels good for the Dubs. They take a 2-1 series lead over the Nuggets. They'll see them one more time here on April 2nd. Klay Thompson was absolutely spectacular with 39 points. The Warriors, 7 made threes in the loss to Denver, 21 in the win, 18 made threes in this win.
What do you think accounted for the different start tonight?
Pride. You know, I think we were all embarrassed the other night, and a couple of good days of practice. Our guys were really focused, locked in from the start. You could feel the energy and the intensity, and got off to a great start. We didn't sustain it, but we, for the most part, you know, played a good game. We had some lulls, but you know, I think it's to be expected that we're not going to just, you know, flip it all around in one night. But this was a great start to, you know, getting back on track and playing like ourselves.
Coach, it seemed like Klay's shot was on all night, even when Denver was making their run. What kind of calmness did he bring, even when Denver was, you know, kind of making their run in the game?
Well, I mean, he impacted the game in so many ways. I mean, he, you know, obviously had 39 points, but it's his defense too, you know. Chasing ball handlers over those high screens, being physical, using his length and intelligence to make guys uncomfortable. So it was huge just having Klay back. He was amazing. He was awesome.
Steve, how much fun was it to see DeMarcus do so many different things on both ends and, you know, making plays and affecting?
Yeah, I thought DeMarcus was great. You know, 6 blocks, 3 steals. He was all over the place defensively. And then he finally got that 3 to go down and put his hands to the heavens. And so, you know, he's been great. His approach, his attitude, he's a joy to coach. He's passionate. He's, you know, sometimes out there just yelling and screaming at the world. I love coaching him. He's really been good for our group and for, you know, last couple of days, just trying to energize other guys and still finding his way with our team and with our the way we play. But he's doing a great job.
Is this a good matchup for him? Denver, Jokic, and just kind of the way it's a slower style that he.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's two big, strong centers, and they. You know, they're both very skilled, but you don't see that kind of size and strength that often in the league. So seeing them go against each other, it is a good matchup. You know, I think they're both great players, but it's like, you know, sort of a blast from the past. You know, seeing two really big centers go head to head, you just don't see it that often anymore.
You went by 8.5 man rotation. Was that a playoff kind of rotation in your mind? Were you kind of testing out a shorter rotation?
No. I think it's just the way this team and this season has shaken out. You know, after our first 8, it's all based on matchups. And, you know, we played Jonas early. We played JB in the second half. You know, it's just matchup stuff. So I have no idea how the playoffs are going to play out. But you know, it's different from what we've had in the past. So we'll find the matchups and try to plug guys in. And very confident that they'll do a good job for us like they did tonight.
Another rotation question. Curry played the whole first quarter, and I think like mid second quarter, you had all the starters in. It looked a little different. Were you trying to shake things up at all with some of that?
Not really. The rotation got a little jumbled when Kevin got his second foul, and so we decided to – we usually play him the whole first quarter, so we flipped Kevin and Steph and let Clay go a little bit longer, kind of put Clay in Steph's normal rotation, took him out at the two-minute mark, and, you know, it – probably didn't help us at the top of the second quarter. We had a group out there that wasn't used to playing together, and we got a little bit stuck in mud. But the guys did a great job of fighting their way out of it. The close of the second quarter was really, I thought, one of the keys to the game.
You mentioned the close of the second quarter there. You went to the, as Tim would say, the Hamptons 5 to close the second quarter. They went on a 17-4 run. Well, talk about the defensive engagement there and also the defensive engagement at the very start, the first few minutes of the game, because it looked like those spurts really kind of defensively were key.
Yeah, I mean, these guys obviously have played together for a long time, our core guys, and so it would have shocked me if we hadn't played well tonight. Our guys have responded for the last 5 years to bad losses, to lulls. So it didn't surprise me at all that we came out with energy and passion and got off to that great start and then also had that good spurt at the end of the quarter, second quarter.
Steve, given that it's very rare for Clay to miss any games during his career, what sort of things do you notice about his routine that kind of maximizes his fortune of staying healthy?
He just works. He plays a guy who has a routine every day, and whether it's on the floor or, in the weight room, he gets his work in. Sometimes he's a little late, but he does get his work in, so he's a pro.
All right, one more game here on this homestand is on Sunday night. The Warriors host the Phoenix Suns. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.